In today's Ag Business Update, during the summer months, tourism picks up even more around the state, and a lot of ag businesses are getting involved these days. But when you open up your farm or winery to the public, there are liability issues to consider.
The exposures involved with bringing public on the premises are very broad. You name it, it could happen on the premises. And specifically for a winery, the number one is liquor liability. You have people coming on your premises and drinking alcohol. And although it's a small amount with a tasting, the problem occurs when that person has been visiting many wineries before they get to yours, and you serve them, and that puts them over the edge, and they drive off your premises, and something happens. For a winery specifically, that is a big concern. But as you pointed out, wineries are expanding into other areas beyond just the traditional tasting room. Some of the smaller boutique wineries have maybe a guest house or room that they rent out, so people can come on and stay the night and have the vineyard view and kind of have that nice atmosphere. And that presents some different exposures. You know, have someone staying on your premises and could be walking around unattended. They could fall or slip, on the ground, or they could go out into the vineyards and get bit by a spider or something, or you name it. There's different exposures there. And of course, if they're serving them food, or they're providing other services with their stay, that brings additional exposures.
That's Senior Product Director for the Agribusiness Division at Travelers Insurance, Mike Williams. He says it's a good idea to talk to your insurance agent to see what liabilities you have covered. He points out that even though he mentions wineries specifically, there are plenty of other ag businesses that are now involved in agritourism.
Yes, I would say that agritourism is not just solely affecting wineries. You're seeing that everywhere, from grain and field crops to ranches and equine operations. You name it. These farmers and ranchers and equine operations, they have a lot of land, and some of these are trying to expand the revenue base outside of their traditional farm or ranch operation, and using their land for events. People like coming onto a farm or a ranch and seeing the animals or seeing how crops are produced and harvested. You can do a lot of events on that land in general, too. It might not even be related to their actual farm and ranch operation. So this is definitely something that all farm and ranch operations should keep in mind should they want to do some extra activity on their premises.
And what if something happens on your property? Well, it depends.
It depends on what it is and what the insurance policy states is covered and what is not. In general, the public on the premises is covered. It's when you get into the really specific types of operations or events that they're doing that it may not be covered. But typically, when there's people on your premises and something happens, they trip or they fall, that is covered no matter what they're doing.
Williams reiterates a final bit of advice.
I would say if you're unsure about your exposures and what is covered and what is not, contact your local independent insurance agent. That is really key. Everything can be covered on an insurance policy in some way or another. You just need to make sure you have the right policy in place.
Senior Product Director for the Agribusiness Division at Travelers Insurance, Mike Williams. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.